Welcome to From Willingness to Wellness, a faith-infused podcast for the willing heart, mind, soul, and body. I am Debbie Robertson, Debbie with an I, also referred to as Coach Debbie. With a focus on health gained by weight loss, I desire to inspire and influence you to live a happier, healthier, more fulfilled life. Now on to today's chat. Welcome back, friends, to another episode of From Willingness to Wellness. It's Coach Debbie. And today I'm going to do something I haven't done in a while, and that's read one of my weekly devotions from No More Waiting, Thought for the Week, 52 Weekly Devotions of Motivational Weight Loss Tips. This is a book I wrote several years ago. It is available on Amazon and on barnesandnoble.com. If you're interested, I'll put that in the show notes for you. Anyway, today I'm going to be reading week 17, which is about the time of this airing of this episode. This is called Summer is Coming, and I'm just going to read directly from the book. Can you feel it? The warm summer days, the smell of the outdoors, the sun beating down on your face and shoulders, the warm wind blowing through your hair, the smell of suntan lotion, the sound of waves hitting the beach, the dread of getting in those shorts or that swimsuit. Oops, that last one wasn't pleasant, was it? But all of those feelings are real and something many of us think of when we realize that summer is just around the corner. Why mention the last one, you ask? Why bring up something that doesn't feel good in the midst of ones that do? The reason is, if that is a part of summer you dread, then now is the time to make some changes. You still have time to make a difference and feel better about it. No more waiting, the time is now. Think of it this way. Where will you be a month from now if you don't start now? You'll be in the same boat or maybe an even larger one. All joking aside, you won't be any closer to your goals if you don't make changes now. A safe, healthy, and lasting amount of weight loss is an average of 2 pounds per week. Just think, that is 8 to 10 pound loss in the next month. What would that do for you? That is an average of one dress size smaller. For some, that could make a huge difference, and for others, it would be a giant step towards the ultimate goal. Regardless of whether you have a little to lose or a lot, it is progress. But it will only happen if you start now. So what can you do? You can start by being aware and conscious of what you do and don't do. Do watch what you eat and also how much you eat. Do make the extra effort to start the exercise program you've been putting off or increase what you're currently doing. Do not give in to the temptation to eat more than you are really hungry for. Do not let the "I'll start tomorrow" bug bite you. Do make the decision that this is the time to make positive changes. By starting now, you will make great strides towards reaching your goals. Even if you are already on that path, now is the time to kick it up a notch. By doing so, your summer will be full of wonderful feelings, ones that will last a lifetime. So that's it, friends. I want to encourage you to do just exactly what this particular week's devotion is talking about, and that is starting now. Where will you be in a month if you don't make some changes right now? You can focus this week on refining your focus and increasing your action on what it is that you need to do to make changes that will result in a wonderful feeling when summer gets here. And you know what? I know you can do it because you can do anything if you are willing. Thank you for listening to today's message. My hope is that you will take what you've heard and apply it to your own life. It begins with the willingness to take action towards positive change and transformation. But I'm here to tell you, you can do anything if you are willing. Be sure to subscribe and listen to From Willingness to Wellness for future inspiring as well as practical messages. For more information and to receive your free gift from me by subscribing to my newsletter, visit my website at forthewilling.com. That's the number 4, thewilling.com.